I do know that the next person speaking is Richard Christiana. And he's going to speak on establishing partnership between universities and communities to address childhood obesity. He is a doctoral candidate at the University of Georgia, College of Public Health, in the Department of Health Promotion and Behavior. He is currently finishing his dissertation research, which is a mixed method study investigating the motivations and experiences of rural youth of engaging in non-competitive outdoor physical activity. Non-competitive. Richard intends to build upon his dissertation research after obtaining his doctoral degree by working with rural communities to provide opportunities for physical activity in outdoor settings such as parks and green spaces. Richard, you have the floor.
I guess I'll just get through my presenter disclosure. Don't have anything to disclose, no financial relationships. What I'm going to be discussing is I want to talk about a mechanism that's within the University of Georgia called the Archway Partnership that streamlines a process to connect communities within Georgia to the university and what the university has to offer. So that's the basis of what I want to talk about. And specifically, the partnership I want to talk about today is the partnership between the College of Public Health and the Colquitt County, which is a rural county within Georgia, and the Archway Partnership. So just to start, the background, very simple. It's important to get support from community leaders. Well, I'm sure a lot of us in the room, most of us in the room probably understand that. It builds successful interventions and programs, and it creates sustainability for the future. University is the College of Public Health is what I'm talking about. UGA is a land-grant university, and the College of Public Health was founded in 2005 and received full accreditation in 2009. And specifically, the work that I'm talking about here today mostly is within the Department of Health Promotion and Behavior. The Archway Partnership was created in 2005, and the Archway Partnership was a repurposing of the traditional land-grant university that is UGA into a more an extension of the agricultural extension model in order to address wider concerns faced by communities within Georgia. The Archway Partnership, so that therefore, is a process to connect all the resources at UGA with the communities within Georgia, especially the rural communities within Georgia. So for researchers who are looking to do specifically community-based work, this provides a very effective, streamlined process in order to connect to communities and also to bring the right people to the table. Archway can facilitate that process by knowing already which people need to be brought to the table and already having connections with those people and then bring them to the table as well as having all the knowledge about the university and who's at the university and all the resources there. Community involvement within Archway, involves a Archway professional, and this is one person who lives in a county within Georgia that's part of Archway, and they live and work, and they're the ones that are on the ground, the ones the community are talking to day to day all the time. Surrounding them is an executive committee, which is formed from committee member or leaders within the community, and then it goes on to a steering committee, and then finally into these issue work groups, which are the blue bubbles around. And Archway is not just meant for public health. It's also a process for tourism, business, transportation, almost anything that a community identifies as a need that they have within their space. So here we're talking about a public health issue, childhood obesity, and that's an issue work group. So that's one of the issue work groups within Colquitt County. One of the interesting things with Archway was a model. It was based on a model that was started in, I believe, North Carolina. That's what I've been told. And I think it was called Gateway or something like that in North Carolina. But it was based on something out of that. So right now, just some Archway facts. Funding partners is 44 partners. 15 of 16 UGA schools are now involved with Archway. The last one, I think the Veterinary College, was finally brought on this past year. So that's actually, I think that's 16 of 16 now, but not officially. They were the last holdout, I think, to work with Archway. Colquitt County is, like I said, a rural county about 4 hours south of the University of Georgia. Has very high rates of cardiovascular disease and diabetes. And the community's identified this particular aspect of the community as a priority area and as a need. They've partnered with the YMCA, and the YMCA has taken on a very, very prominent leadership role within the community in order to address the issue of childhood obesity. And the community's also provided matching funds. One thing that I should note probably at this point is that not every county within Georgia can be a part of Archway. Counties, in order to be a part of Archway, must show a lot of commitment to addressing the needs that they have identified. So if they identify needs prior to beginning an Archway partnership, and then also create monetary funds and things like that in order to show their commitment to addressing these concerns. People involved. At the university level, Dr. Marcia Davis, she's from the College of Public Health, Department of Health Promotion and Behavior. The Archway Partnership team, as I said before, was an Archway professional. Well, since this time, this person, Emily Watson, has now been transferred over into an Archway Public Health professional in terms of dealing with the health issue. So she's kind of moved out, and I'll kind of explain a little bit about that in a minute. But the community team is made up of the Healthy Colquitt Coalition. This is the community issue work group that was formed around this issue, as well as the YMCA that I said took on a very prominent role as part of Activate America and pioneering healthier communities. Current project that we have been done, I'm going to go through this really quickly because I really wanted to kind of get to the Archway piece more. It's a community-based participatory approach. The goals were to design, implement, and intervention in the program to address childhood obesity, but involve parents as well. So kind of bringing in parental involvement, we felt, was a major concern. And the community identified that as a major concern. Support the community policy changes related to bringing in healthy fruits and vegetables, farmers markets and things like that, as well as the walkability of the community. And then also to evaluate the effectiveness of all of these efforts. Chose after-school programming for the setting for this intervention and to address physical activity, dietary change, bring in the family, and then also that community engagement piece. What's really been spectacular with this has been the student involvement that has resulted from this. There's been a lot of course projects. One was a social marketing class that's gone into the community in Colquitt and created signage and a logo for all the businesses and all the places, all the farmers markets that sell fresh produce. So now that was an issue that we found out through a little bit of formative evaluation within the community through different focus groups and surveys that generally people just didn't know where to buy fresh produce. This is a farming community and all the produce is getting shipped out. So one big aspect of the Healthy Colquitt Coalition has been to keep some of that produce within the community as part of farmers markets. And one of the things was that. Research assistantships, I've been involved in research assistantship as part of all of this for the past year and a half. I'm also doing my dissertation research there, which has gained me access into that community in order to do my dissertation research. There's also been MPH internships as well as capstone projects. A student went into Colquitt this summer and did a community assessment, a full CHILI assessment of the community and needs assessment within the community, as well as she is also taking on doing an intervention based on the formative work that we've done the previous year to create an intervention with newsletters and family fun nights within the community based on what we kind of saw that parents saw as barriers and wanted to know more about cooking healthier recipes, which foods their family should maybe look at a little bit more closely, as well as activities that they can do with their families within the community. The newsletter was also great because it provided an opportunity bi-weekly to tell people living in the community what's going on in the community and what they can do and with their families and different activities that they can do. And also, the community has also purchased a house for students as another part of their level of commitment to bring in more students so that when there's a course project going on, they can have those students come down and drive the 4 hours down south. None of the projects down there can really happen in a day. So now students have a place to stay overnight when they're doing some of these projects or stay for the summer if they're doing an internship for free. So that was a huge, huge piece, and the community's incredibly excited about that, and it was a major stepping stone. Quickly, some of the lessons learned. Support of an infrastructure like Archway was paramount. in this whole process. Like I said, it streamlined the process, saved time for the community as well as for the researchers involved. It brought together multiple departments within UGA. Finally, it was just the Health Promotion Behavior Department in the end, but it brought in a lot of that. Another thing, you're on community time. I think we all kind of realize that, as well as needing the right people involved. What I mean by that is we had representatives from businesses, schools, government, healthcare, hospitals, public health departments, the YMCA, Boys and Girls Clubs, 4-H, recreation, tourism. All were affected by all these interventions that are going on within the community. As far as next steps, the Colquitt County has recently graduated from Archway. So one other aspect, not all counties can be a part of Archway, and no county is expected to stay within Archway forever. Archway is meant as that catalyst to get things moving and to build those partnerships so then they can leave and leave behind all those partnerships. And that partnership here is this partnership between the College of Public Health and Colquitt County. And also grant applications have been submitted to expand to other prevention areas. Colquitt, I believe, has about 9 or I think 10 other counties within Georgia that are part of the Archway partnership, and we're now starting to go into other counties that are seeing the health issues and the health issue that they have, and doing some of this work there as well. So, I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.